Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
As the war in Gaza continues, so does the painful uncertainty for the families of the hostages. Across Israel, around the world, rallies, vigils and marches have become a feature of public life. From outside the Knesset to the US Embassy, the message is clear: bring them home. But how effective are these demonstrations? Do they move the needle politically? Do they influence government decisions or international pressure? Joining us is Kanandi Dor, who's a journalist for the Jewish News Syndicate, Chai FM correspondent, who's been following these stories very, very closely. Kanandi, very good morning. So you've been covering many of the hostage rallies. What is the atmosphere like at these events?
Hi, good morning. Well, this has been changing. This has been developing over time. So we have to kind of divide the periods. And in the months just after the October 7 horrors and abductions and murders, this was a popular movement. This was a grassroots movement. This was something you do in Tel Aviv as just a normal resident. What you did on Saturday night is you went to mass rallies on Hostages Square in Tel Aviv to listen to the parents of children who've been abducted and artists who pontificate about how we will never win the war unless we get the hostages back, and would come and deliver speeches on Hostages Square. And you would also have local rallies in other cities. It wasn't only Tel Aviv, but you would have one in Rishon LeZion, a suburb, and in Haifa, and that was kind of the routine then. But as more hostages came back, and we're past the, 130 mark now, this changed, and really what remained in those rallies, it became much more partisan, it became much more political, and what remained is the hardcore of people who are opposed either to the war itself or the government running it. And the nature and the size and the scope of those rallies changed.
So in terms of the impact on government, would you say over the last period, since the beginning of the war, that this has played an important part in how government has reacted and in terms of the decision that it's made around the war?
So over the past year and a half, we've slowly, gradually, put together a portrait of the Hamas negotiating tactic. We know what Hamas wants now, just by sheer trial and error, all these negotiations that went on in Doha, in Qatar, in Egypt. And what emerged is reducing from the effectiveness and the motivation of people to protest and pressure the government. Because we just saw now, 2 days ago, that Hamas are not willing to show any flexibility on releasing hostages. Trump said it 2 days ago. He said that he thinks Israel should come to a decision on how to handle the situation. So what I'm saying is that as Hamas hardened its positions, pressure relented. But that is not to say that the government is in any way obtuse or insensitive to the issue. I think that Netanyahu has a soft spot for the hostages and willing to make far-reaching concessions. Look what happened just now in terms of the concessions that he offered for humanitarian aid. It's presumably not coming from Trump. Trump appears to be giving Netanyahu a free hand, but he let in the UN distribute food, which was a red line before the whole plan and the Gaza Strip. Yet on Saturday, the UN returned to distributing food. This is a core Hamas demand because it controls the distribution of the UN. And if it controls the distribution of the UN of food and other goods, then it controls the strip. So you're seeing probably a gesture of goodwill by Netanyahu in order to lubricate, to facilitate the talks. He's willing to go to great ends.
That is where we do need to leave it, because it is 8:30. Kanan Lidor, thank you as always for keeping us close to the story.